Hello, Audio Boom. It's BJ Edwards and
Fee Dunn.
And just a quick word, just a little casual word about Café Rouge.
Yep.
Which is what?
It's a chain of French cuisine restaurants all over the country, really. Certainly England. I don't know about Scotland and places like that, but
is it a cafe or a restaurant?
Well, it's called Café Rouge, but I would say really it's a restaurant, because when I think of a cafe, normally it's like a, how would you describe a cafe? A cafe is usually more,
well, you got two tiers, haven't you? You've got a caf, which is tea, coffee, sandwiches and like fried breakfast and stuff.
Yeah.
And a bit of cake. And a cafe, which is a bit posher.
So what's a cafe then?
A cafe is like better quality coffee and tea, nicer quality cakes and cold sandwiches. And then the panini is creeping in, which is a sin. Because paninis are ridiculous.
Yeah, of course they are. BJ has pronounced. So, and then, of course, there are coffee shops as well.
But and panini is the plural anyway. So you should ask for a panini, actually. You should ask for a panini, because a panini is plural.
What?
Absolutely. So next time, ask for a cheese and ham panini. Because if you know you're Italian, your panini is a plural. So if they only give you one, you should ask for more.
More than one panini?
Yeah, you want more than one panini, because one's not enough. Absolutely not. So we found our way in
but I think Café Rouge, to get back to where we were, is a restaurant.
Okay.
Because it's got hot food. And
so
yeah,
is McDonald's.
Not like that.
And it's a restaurant as well. They call themselves a restaurant, don't they?
McDonald's is a fast food restaurant, though.
So maybe the difference is hot and cold.
But Café Rouge is, it's a restaurant, I think, anyway.
Is that Les Miserables?
What?
Café Rouge.
Les Miserables?
Didn't they meet at Café Rouge?
Notification. I don't remember that, but you never know.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, anyway, we found ourselves in Birmingham.
Just by mistake.
Which is unfortunate, because he wanted to go to Glasgow. And
He's normally paid for making stuff up, so he kind of forgets that he doesn't always have to. Don't you?
Absolute. So, yeah, the people who served us were very good.
They were brilliant.
Read the menu and stuff.
Yeah, but it's a bit of a disappointment because
the menu's changing.
The menu's changing, which is a disappointment in itself. But the other reason that's a disappointment is that one of the massive things in the favour of Café Rouge was that they had a braille menu.
Yeah.
But now their braille menu is totally incorrect. So you had to be read the menu. Which was a bit of a bummer.
To cut a long story short, though,
when we're used to being able to read it ourselves.
We were just going to have coffee and maybe a little snack. But
I was going to have the small round fried camembert in breadcrumbs. But they changed the menu and they weren't on it anymore.
But we were going to have a little snack.
Yeah.
But our train was like an hour hence, so you know, we thought we'd stay longer. So anyway, yeah, the service is good, the atmosphere is good.
It was.
The lighting, although I can't say, seems to be quite good. Not too bright, not too
no,
dark.
I thought that.
And it's funny I should say that. But messages, notification, Twitter, text message. I just did say it. Sorry. so, yeah.
He's only had 4.5 sips of Carver, so
right.
I don't know quite what's going on there.
4.25. So,
oh, sorry.
I trade Fiona's cheese stuff.
You trade Fiona's cheese? Oh, yes, you've had Carver, so it makes you get pushed, doesn't it?
And I enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, because you were going, oh, no, hot, no, cooked cheese, no, I don't want any of that, and that sort of thing, weren't you?
I was.
And then what happened?
It's all right. So then I had some grapefruit juice, which is very good.
I didn't even persuade him to try it. He just said, oh, go on then, after a while, didn't you?
And both had baguettes. I had a sausage baguette that came with French fries. You had a camembert baguette?
Was it? Camembert.
Or was it brie?
It was camembert
baguette, which came with French fries.
As well, yeah. Mm. Which were very nice, but a bit overly salted, I thought.
Now, the actual baguette was very good. The sausage was good. Smoked more like a frankfurter in taste, but a sausage in texture, so meaty texture. So the baguette was really good, very big. It's a proper size one.
It was like two baguette-y bits, wasn't it?
Yeah. I liked it very much. Oh, sorry. Well, sorry.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Audio Boo. I'm afraid you're keeping BJ.
I liked it very much. You liked it too.
I did, but mine, not yours.
No.
But I only ate one half of mine, and we brought the other half home and put it in the fridge. Because it was too big for me.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
This is something terrible. Oh. I didn't even mean to.
Okay.
Anyway, let's be serious.
Why?
You don't think you don't eat the sausage. On a special occasion. So, anyway, marks out of 10. Very nice food, very good stuff. Tables weren't particularly big. The chairs weren't very comfortable. And really quite expensive. I said at the time it was a lovely baguette, and it does rank highly on the pantheon of baguette, but it's over a tenner for a baguette.
No, it wasn't.
No?
No.
What was it then?
Yours was $9.50, I think.
Alright, well, $9.50 for a baguette is a wee bit steep, to be fair. Although you do get chips, but even so, $9.50 for a sausage baguette and chips? Anyway.
It was a big baguette. It was a big baguette. So, yeah.
£7 would have been fine. Because it's big and nice, and you get nice dill pickle and
stuff. So if you'd only got half the amount, which, like I ate earlier, and then the other half that I brought back here.
Yeah.
And that had been £7.
Too much.
Okay, I'm just checking.
So, no, I enjoyed the Café Rouge, and I'll go there again. So,
can I describe about the cheese? Cause
quickly then, because we're time running
how
out.
How much time have we got?
2 minutes and 9 seconds.
Two minutes.
So, you got this very hot, melted, lovely, yummy Stilton, well, I don't know if it's Stilton, blue cheese anyway, in a bowl, and you got things to dip in it. So, you got baguette that was cut up, you know, so that it was small enough. It was long and thin, and you could dip it in the bowl easily. Also these sort of long, thin breadstick type of things that were small enough to fit in the bowl, and also pieces of apple, which was a really lovely addition, I thought, rather than just having the bread. And yeah, the grapefruit juice was good too. And the coffee, I had decaf coffee with cream, and I enjoyed that.
No, I didn't.
You didn't, but I did.
So, marks out of 10, I'm going to give the Café Rouge experience. I'd go there again. I'd probably have another baguette. Because it was a meal in itself, to be fair to them. But it's quite pricey. So I'm going to give them a 7.5 out of 10.
I'm going to give them 8.
Okay. Okay.
Because the staff were lovely.
Was water iced?
Yes. As was the grapefruit juice.
Because the last glass I had wasn't particularly cold.
Oh dear.
Mm. So Café Rouge, ladies and gentlemen.
But apparently if we go to the one in the mailbox until the 23rd of March, because we went to a different one, we can get the camembert things. So I think we might have to make a little pilgrimage.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.